show, and I had mentioned earlier this morning the reason I absolutely love coming into work. There are several reasons, and I think we've covered them all today. My goodness. Able to give you election information, able to do the personal stash this morning, and InfoWars, my favorite game. Now, this is just cherry on top here. Enumclaw is a band out of Washington with a brand new album out called Save the Baby. We're going to hear a few songs off of that and then sit down and have a really cool conversation with them. I've been listening to them warm up, and I absolutely dig this band, and you will as well. Do me a favor, Laguna Beach, please welcome Enumclaw.
All right. We're Enumclaw, and this is 2002. Save the baby.
Let the truth be told.
try. I can't press Cloud, we got one last song for you. This one's Blue Iris.
The name of the band, the brand new album is called Save the Baby, a great live performance. I can't wait to have them sitting here in the studio in just a couple of minutes and have a cool conversation. Stick around, 11:09 the time.
Kiss the girl.
Yeah, 11:12 the time. The Mornings with Ed show turns into the midday show. Welcome to a Wednesday edition, and what a great live performance. Enum Claw in studio. Thank you so much for being here this morning.
Thanks for having us.
Hey, hi.
That was pretty. And thank you for getting all the profanities out in that minute and a half that you had in between studio and here. We have a hey, no cussing in studio thing. They got them all out just before then. Thank you so much.
Struggling not to drop them.
So I did a little research, and obviously Enum Claw is it's a place, right? It's a location in Washington State. All right, tell us the genesis of why you put that together. Are you from Enum Claw?
No, I'm from Lakewood, Washington, which is like a Tacoma, Washington suburb.
Right.
And the schools I went to always played like Enum Claw in sports.
Right.
And I'm from the suburbs, but I felt pretty urban in comparison to like Enumclaw, where it's like it's a small like hick town,
right? Like and Mayberry,
yeah, right. Wherever that is,
Whitman.
Yeah, and yeah, I just like they had a really good wrestling team. I grew up wrestling, and that was kind of like the inspiration for the name.
All right. Just to let our audience know, that's Aramis, by the way, and we also have Eli, Daniel, and Nathan with us. So I have a little thing about Enumclaw that I discovered. It actually, the name means. It translates into a place of evil spirits.
Yes.
Yeah. That part of the functioning of name in the band?
Not so much, but there is another like native definition for the word where it also means like thunderous noise or sound.
Right.
I feel like that's more where we fall in.
Oh, that was some fine thunderous noise that we got in the live room there. First of all, it's early in the morning, man, and I'm sure that it's got to be it. After carrying 900 tons of equipment into the studio, it's got to be tough to do a gig early in the morning.
Yeah,
thank you.
It's definitely earlier than we usually play.
So you played a couple of cuts off of the Save the Baby album.
Yeah.
Putting that album together, tell us about the process of that. How long from the time you thought, all right, I'm going to start this out, I'm going to nail this, I'm going to write some music for it, put it together. What was that process like for you?
It kind of just... it just was, we had all this momentum going from when we had worked on our demo tape, the Jimbo demo. And so we just kept writing songs and there wasn't much going on at the time. I think like COVID was still a very big thing. So we just kind of all were at home or at band practice. And so we had a ton of time to like start nailing out the songs. And I think we had all of the album like written and kind of ready to go by the end of August of 2021, mm-hmm. and we picked Gabe Wax to produce it, and we were originally going to record the record in September of last year, but I got COVID at a wedding right before we were supposed to go to LA, but it ended up being like the best thing that could happen because Gabe came up for a weekend at the end of September, and we recorded 2002, and that was such a fun experience that we decided to do the record in Tacoma instead of LA, and we got to go on tour before we recorded the record, which I think really helped a lot. And yeah, we knocked it out in like 2.5 weeks in Tacoma in December, and here we are today.
Right on. So COVID at a wedding, man.
Yeah.
Did you even catch the bouquet? Was there a bonus or anything?
No, it was also crazy because it was only bouquet. My table.
Only COVID.
Like nobody else at the wedding besides the people at my table got COVID. So it was like... Yeah.
All right. Well, now that things seem to be clearing up, there is touring in your future, and part of that is a European tour coming.
Yes,
we
just announced that yesterday. I believe we're going.
Right.
I think like 12 or 13 cities across like Europe and the United Kingdom in May.
Right now, is it your first European tour?
Yeah, I don't think any of us have been to Europe yet.
Now, is there a certain feeling of legit, man? This is pretty good. You know, I'm getting on a plane and playing for a bunch of people that have never heard of us before or may not have ever heard of us before. That's
yeah,
gonna be a cool
sure.
feeling.
I think we're just all hoping we make it to the plane.
Right.
I think that's when the real excitement will sink in, when it's like, oh shit.
Right. My only advice would be no weddings before you get on that plane.
Yes.
Yeah, stay away from the weddings. So Nathan.
Yeah.
Guitar, man. Pretty chill on guitar.
Pretty chill.
Yeah. How long have you been playing?
I didn't know you were chilling.
Like a long time.
Yeah. Tell us how you got started.
I got started, I don't know, like my grandpa played guitar and I always just like kind of looked up to him as a kid.
Right.
So that's like kind of where the like spark started. And then like my parents like played music in the house a lot, like just like records and stuff.
All right, so they weren't musicians.
No, they weren't. I think my dad played drums a little bit when he was like really young, but that's about it.
Right.
And then, yeah, I don't know, that and then like Prince, Purple Rain and stuff just like got me really interested into it. And then I think it was like in like middle school when I first like got an electric guitar, and then I started like taking lessons from this dude at like the church I went to when I was a kid.
How? Do you think he's going to brag about you when you're famous?
Well, I don't know what's up with that guy now.
He's probably bragging right now.
Yeah.
He's probably bragging right, hey, I'm listening to this guy and I taught him how to play guitar.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. Who knows?
And how could listening to Prince not inspire you to play guitar?
Exactly. You hear 8 minutes of Purple Rain and you're like, ooh, okay.
Yeah. I want to do this.
That's got to be me.
All right. Now, Daniel. All right. Yeah. So Daniel's obviously big on the social media. What are you doing? You're checking your emails. What are you doing?
I'm actually a YouTube guy.
Okay. So
OnlyFans content star. With Daniel.
So first of all, yeah, thank you. First of all, I appreciate you utilizing our drum kit. Oh, you brought in a cool monstrous kit that you
that beaten piece of trash.
Do you find a difference as a drummer in an electronic kit as opposed to what is the difference?
Material, sound,
right.
Versatility, honestly, just
right.
Like, yeah, I'm definitely gonna get one for my apartment.
do you have neighbors complaining because you're using
it? Anytime I turn the music up too loud trying to practice or just do anything with my snare,
right,
it's an issue.
All right. So, I'll give you the name of our drum guy, man. He'll come set you up.
Yeah.
And Eli on the bass. Pretty smoking bass there. When I listened, I don't want to embarrass you or anything, but I tasted a little Stanley Clark as you were warming up.
He's always talking about that.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, biggest influence.
Don't say that if it's not true. Just that's a flavor I got from it. Was a little Stanley Clark on your bass, man. How long have you been playing bass, and is that the only instrument you play? I noticed you got on the drums first, though.
Oh, no, that was just me being a little goofball. Right. I played violin when I was like little. But
were you forced?
No.
It was
the first thing I played. Like, they like brought all the instruments to like elementary school, and that's like the first one I picked up, and they're like, all right, you're the violin guy.
that's how I got this job.
Really?
Honestly, probably should have played like cello, because then that would have went further, I think.
Right.
I think cello's cooler.
It is a little bit fancy.
Do you still play violin at all?
I still have mine, yeah.
Okay.
I will record it sometimes, but I don't like seriously practice.
Right. And as you write music, do you find a space for maybe other instruments to come in? Like maybe a violin down the road.
There's like a new song I have like that I definitely, when I wrote it, I was like, ooh, some strings on this would be cool.
Right, right.
But yeah, I think we're just like starting to expand our sound with like some of the newer stuff we've been working on.
Right. I love the sound you have. I would stick with this, man. I'm digging it. And off of the new album, is there anything that you left on the cutting room floor that maybe you're saving for the next project?
Yeah, there's this song we've been playing out for a while that we had when we recorded the album. It's called Bell Hooks.
Okay.
We're actually going to demo it tomorrow in L.A. But yeah, I think that one's going to be a special one.
All right. And who did you grow up listening to? Who were your inspirations?
I was a huge rap fan, fanatic, nerd when I was growing up. And Drake was really like, that was the rapper that really hit home for
right.
me. I remember I was in my backyard. We had this like slab of concrete we turned into a makeshift basketball court. And I remember it was like the summer either before or after seventh grade. I can't remember. But I was outside playing basketball with my homie Abraham Murray. And we had like Cube 93 on. And Best I Ever Had by Drake came on. And my life has never been the same.
There you go. There you go. So the concrete slab with the basketball court on, was it all tilted and you had to dribble uphill?
It was like my aunt's old house. And they had like a... They had an RV, and so they had built the like concrete slab in the backyard to park the RV. So it had like, it was kind of slanted because you had to like drive the RV up it.
All right, very cool. So if our listeners were to look for your music or your swag or whatever it is you want to sell, where could they go to benefit the band the most?
Bandcamp.
Wait a second, let's all together now.
But yeah, if you check us out, I think our Bandcamp's like enumclaw.6 at Bandcamp or something like that.
Right.
But yeah, if you find us on Bandcamp, buy a record, buy a CD. CDs are really cool.
Right.
Buy a T-shirt, you know.
Right. I still have my CD disc player, a 200 CD disc
really?
Player. Yeah, it's
oh,
a little rotate.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, so it's just that's my personal stash sits in there, man. I'm like all day long.
Yeah, I still have a CD player in my car, and so I've been like I bought a new CD yesterday.
Right, right on, man. I kept in one of my cars. I kept a cassette player. Just to keep a cassette player. Yeah.
I love cassettes.
It's the weirdest thing, man. So we'll look forward to seeing you. Certainly, we want to keep in touch with you after Europe. When do you take off for Europe?
I think like the first, the first week of May.
Okay.
Second week of May.
All right.
Catch us.
Make sure you keep in touch. Make sure you keep in touch with us. All right.
We will.
All right. The band is Enumclaw, Washington, and I have that spiritual cool story to tell you if you call in about it. Aramis, Eli, Daniel, and Nathan. Man, thank all of you for being here. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
All right. 11:22 the time.
What's up?